Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you are going to be enjoying some of your holiday parties. It's Hanukkah, it's Christmas time, Kwanzaa, and part of that festivity includes the White Elephant Game. And the White Elephant Game might not have been played when we were children, but it has roots, like hundreds of years old. It's a very, very historical sort of exchange process that we are now incorporating as a regular thing into our games. Now, some of you confuse it with Secret Santa. Well, the reason why we have these things is if you have a big family or a lot of friends, like we're going to a party this weekend, there's going to be a white elephant, it's perfect. Because if you don't have presents for everybody and you don't know who all is going to be there, you just bring one present. So you only have to bring one present. Kind of simplifies things, also saves you some money. Secret Santa's a little different. Secret Santa's where you have a set amount, number of people. I get John. John might get Bill. And we don't know who got each other. I just know I have to get a gift for John. John has no idea who's going to be his Secret Santa, who's getting his gift. And so then when you only have one gift to give somebody, and you give them that gift, and then everybody at least gets a gift. That has started to be now replaced with White Elephant, because White Elephant is a game. So how that works, for those of you that have never played, it's pretty cool. So everybody who's coming to the party or to the event or in the family brings a gift. And there's a set amount decided on. Is it going to be $30? Is it going to be $50? Is it going to be $100? And then you get a number. And if you're number one, all the gifts are wrapped and they're in the center of the room or whatever. Maybe you're in a circle, maybe you're in a line, or it's on a table. You go and you get the gift, you open it up. Now, you don't have to keep the gift. You might want the gift, but somebody can steal it. So the second person comes, goes and opens up a new gift. Let's say they don't like it. It's a bar of soap. Like, I don't want soap. I want to have the bottle of rum that Dahlia got. They could steal it and give you your soap. You're like, well, that sucks. Now the third person goes. Right? And there's rules on how many times things could be stolen, who gets to steal. Now, the person who's first feels screwed. Some of the rules have changed where at the end, number one can then go and steal another person's gift and swap it. And so there's a lot of anxiety with this game, even though I think it's a lot of fun, because if you brought a gift that stinks and everybody's trying to get rid of it, you kind of feel bad. Now, your gift is anonymous, but if it's not entirely anonymous, because if you had hot pink wrapping paper and people open up the hot pink wrapping paper and they know your bar of soap is you, it could be really embarrassing. See, nobody wants your gift. And it could be really, really cool that you brought the gift that everybody wants. So there, you know, what you want to do when you do White Elephant is bring a gift that's pretty cool. You do not want to go over the price point. That's cheating. Not cool. If there's a price point of $50 and you come up with a $100 gift certificate to a restaurant, that's kind of cheating. Then everybody's going to want your gift. So it's got, you got to kind of follow the rules. But there's some technique. So for those of you that do not want to bring a gift that stinks, maybe shy away from the gag gifts, unless the gag gift is something really, really cool. Whoopee cushions, no, we're not really into. Sex toys, I would not do, because especially if it's a Christmas party or a Hanukkah party, you really don't want to be doing that. You know, and who is going to want to steal it in front of everybody? They might be like, Meet me outside in the parking lot and we'll swap. But no, I wouldn't go there. So be careful with the gag gifts, you know, unless it's really, really, you know, a really good gift that you could then later give to somebody else. For those who drink alcohol, obviously, you know, the rums and the scotches and things like that, yeah, you know, do seem to do well with these things. But I like the gifts that are very creative. So, you know, there's so it depends on your price point. If your price point is 30, if your price point's 50, things don't have to be that expensive. So let's say your price point's $50 and you know there's somebody there that's really into cooking. Then maybe get a $25 gift certificate, and then you fill it up with a whole bunch of cooking ingredients and not instruments. What are the tools you use, like spoons and things like that, cutlery, whatever. Utensils, cooking utensils. And you can make a little basket for about $50. So now there's your gift, and they're like, okay, I want the basket. Same thing with car enthusiasts. You could have a gift card to one of the auto shops, and then you could put air freshener in there, the turtle wax, the cleaning, things like that, the rags. Make it a thing. You could have a, you could do a beauty thing. I don't really like the beauty ones because I see it and I get depressed because it's not going to help. But gardening. Let's say you think there's going to be some gardening enthusiasts and you want to have a gift that pops. You have the pot. You have a bunch of seeds. You could even have some soil in there. You could have some of the gardening tools. You can easily do something for $50 and make it work really well. Now, what about, stealing? How do you ensure that you get the best gift? Well, there's a couple ways you could do that. So let's say you have a family member who's sick. And one of the gifts is a portable humidifier. Very cool, by the way. That's a really cool White Elephant gift. We have a little portable humidifier that's on a desk that can aerate humidify your air. You could say, oh, that's great. So-and-so has a cold. Okay, this is perfect. They haven't been feeling well. It's too dry out here in Vegas. Okay, this is perfect. Guys, thank you. Great gift. Okay. Now, put a little story in it. You know, yeah, so-and-so has cancer. This blanket is so awesome that, you know, they're going to keep them warm because with the chemo, they've been getting cold. Great gift, guys. Whoever brought the blanket, bravo, because I know exactly who to give this to. Okay, well, then maybe people will leave you alone. Spill something on your gift. If you have the White Elephant gift of your choice, all right, wreck it somehow so nobody else wants it. Now, I get that's cheating, but, you know, you could be kind of sly, like, oh, my gosh, the kid just puked on it. Oh. I'll clean it up and get it ready for the gift stealing soon. You know what? Just keep it, Dahlia, keep it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. So, yeah, this is something that has been asked of me. The taking off one's clothes if they have dementia. And I have had family members who have had dementia, and yes, the clothes come off. When you are not restricted and bridled by societal demands and aware of filters, it is very common to dislike some of the clothes you're wearing. So when you do start to lose some of your mentation, I mean, for me, I don't ever see myself wearing a bra. Once I get, honestly, these bras are just so I just can't be free. Although, if I need to work out, I have to wear one. It's really hard to work out without one. That's kind of, you know, my tennis shoes would appreciate not having the blows if I could at least have the breasts away from them. But the reason why these subjects keep coming up is you hear people running around naked. You know, are they on drugs? Are they? And now, President Biden has been added to the list of individuals who have allegedly been wandering around naked. Now, I don't know. I can't confirm it. Alex Jones apparently was talking to Tucker Carlson about this, saying that Biden wanders the White House at night, lost and naked, and needs amphetamines and benzodiazepines to keep him functioning. Now, I'm in Biden's defense, okay? Yeah, one is, I don't think any Secret Service people have confirmed this. That it could be why the dogs keep biting Secret Service, saying, can you please get some clothes on him? I don't want to look at that. I don't know. But it's not confirmed. It's a conspiracy theory. And many individuals do take amphetamines, like Ritalin, Adderall. And then to help themselves sleep at night, they take Xanax, Valium, Klonopin. And sadly, we have millions of Americans that are on the stimulant in the morning, benzo at night combo. And so if a president were on those medications, wouldn't surprise me, because sadly a lot of individuals are, they need that, you know, they need that surge of energy in the morning, and then they can't sleep, so they need a sedative at night, which is something that causes them to be caught in a vicious cycle. But in terms of presidents and being naked, okay, if I was president, would I walk around naked in the White House? I believe that every single president, Obama, Bush, Reagan, Carter, Nixon, Ford, Eisenhower, I am sure, Taft, I am sure that walking around naked in your own house is something that the average president would do. Now, I know some of you ladies are like, oh, I would never do it. Oh, my gosh, I couldn't. Oh, my God. Men are different. Men love walking around naked. Men do. I mean, I have my husband and three boys. It takes an act of Congress to make sure that everybody has clothes on at all times. I get it. And they are. They're really good with that. You know, they'll run around in their underwear. You know, but just, guys like to be free. And I can't speak for all guys, but the men in my family, you know, they will wear pants to not upset anybody around them. But if there was nobody around, my guess is they will run around naked. Just do. Look at your pets. My male cat has no problem sitting in the middle of a room, lifting his leg to clean his wee-wee. And when I'm like, can you please cap it up? And even the girl cats lie there. My girl dog, I posted a picture of my dog sleeping. She'll lie there, you know, like she's about to get a pap smear. And I'm like, can you please? You know, so in nature, in our animalistic tendency is to not be bridled, not be covered. Now, unless, of course, you're cold. Then you cover things up. You know, many people are shocked that in Scotland, is it the kilt that they wear? You don't wear underwear or shorts underneath it. It's a very practical way of being covered, but being able to pee and poop, rather than having to pull down your pants. I don't know how you run. You know, if I was a guy, I think I would need a little bit more support. But, you know, that there's, and I'm not saying people currently do that, but so the nakedness aspect is not a shocker. I think Lyndon B. Johnson was reportedly naked. I am sure Bill Clinton with Monica Lewinsky at some point had some removal of clothes. And by the way, they take showers. So nakedness in the White House, I don't think is a headline. Is, though, Biden wandering? Okay, that's where it gets relevant to us. That's the meat of it. Is the president being accused of, and again, Alex Jones, I mean, he's not the source, the tell-all source, but we've seen the president wander in the public eye. He's in a suit. He says some things behind a microphone, but he has to be directed. Now, I've had to be directed. I'm like, where do I go? One of my sons on graduation decided to just, you know, for poops and giggles, why don't I try going the other way? I'm looking all confused. Like, they're giving me a diploma, but I'm going to act like I can't follow a simple rule of going down that way, so I'm going to try going the other way. And, yeah, they try. Yeah, okay, so I get it. You know, some people will kind of goof around. But I'm very nervous about President Biden's health because you do see the wandering. And why do you wander? Why is that a sign of cognitive deficit? Well, because in order to know, you know, in order to not wander, you have to know where you're from and where you're going. So you need to know, right, you know, what path was your entrance and what path is your exit. You always need to know your entrance and exit. Look at, you know, like what we just had with the UNLV shooting. Everywhere you go, make sure you know where your entrance, your exits are, and make sure you know, you know, are aware of your escape route. But in terms of just a basic cognitive function, if you are going upstage, yeah, and you'll go down, they usually will tell you ahead of time, now, yeah, and maybe you survey the stage, find where to go off of it. But when you aren't clear on where to go, or you don't remember what you were told on where to go, or you don't remember to look at Secret Service or the people who are guiding you, that starts to make us wonder, what are we missing? Is it a memory issue? Is it a cognitive issue? And so when you see people wander around, that's a sign of cognitive deficit. You know, when you have a family member, sometimes I'll see my husband, he'll just come into the living room and he'll just stand there. And I'm like, are you lost? That's... He goes, no, I didn't know if you were on the phone because I wanted to say something to you. Oh, okay, I didn't know. But, you know, if I see a family member just kind of stand there, I'm like, are you lost? Are you having a memory lapse? Are you forgetting where to go? And those are things you look for, especially in your spouse. I walked into the kitchen. Why did I walk into the kitchen? Now, many of you are thinking that's happened to me. I've walked into a kitchen and I forgot why. That happens. And what you need to do to work on that is make sure you put better things to memory and not be distracted. Our memory and our cognitive function looks like we're really failing because we're not using our mind like we used to. If I need to call my mom, I know my mom's number, but I hit a button. Do I know my brother's number? Do I know my sister's number by heart? No, I don't. I hit a button. So I'm already not working my brain. So if I got the TV on, there's a text, I'm singing a song, you know, in my mind, you know, tidies of comfort and joy. And I'm thinking, and then all of a sudden I'm in the kitchen and I'm like, what? Wait a second. What did I come in here for? You know, that will happen if you are distracted. So you need to de-distract. If you're going to go to the kitchen, you need to tell yourself, I'm going to the kitchen to grab a cookie. Because that's kind of why I usually go to the kitchen. Okay, how about this? I'm going to the kitchen to grab a vegetable stick. Okay, good. You buying that one? All right. So if Biden is wandering around the White House, I know people make a lot of jokes about him and all that. We really need to be serious. He is our commander in chief. Okay. And he deserves respect. But the American people deserve to know if our commander in chief is able to make decisions at all times. And so when you start to hear, you know, somebody walking around naked is one thing. But if somebody is wandering around naked, lost, that is a very big marker, red flag of cognitive deficit. And I'm not saying he does that, but if you have a family member that does that, you know, I get it. Sometimes I run outside of my underwear to grab, you know, the paper or shut off the Christmas lights because I don't have them on the timer, or I, you know, run and get the dog. I might be in my husband's underwear, so I think it's okay because guy's underwear is, you know, guy's underwear. But, you know, taking off your clothes when it's cold, you know, wearing extra clothes when it's hot. Now, and mind you, people with early cognitive deficit will hide it. If you say, you know, Mom, why are you wearing three jackets? Ooh, I was just so cold. Like, were you really cold, or did you just, you know, dress and you didn't realize it? You know, Dad, your zipper's down. You know, were you just in the bathroom? Yeah, I must have forgotten it. You know, like, are you starting to take off your pants, you know, when you're not supposed to? So these are signs that are concerning. So, you know, again, what do we do with our commander-in-chief? Well, make sure he has a cognitive exam. It's not that hard. And I don't understand why that's not being done. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. A Christmas parade in California turning violent when a Ford F-150 pickup truck plowed through the crowd there. Three people were injured, the driver arrested. U.S. Embassy in Baghdad was attacked by several rockets this morning, thankfully not causing any damage or casualties. That attack believed to have been carried out by Iran-aligned militias in Iraq. No group immediately claimed responsibility. Hunter Biden being indicted on 9 tax-related charges, including 3 felony counts. Those charges filed yesterday in a federal court in Los Angeles. A congressional committee this week investigating 3 major universities, Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania, over allegations of rampant anti-Semitism. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, vitamin D. We are obsessed with vitamin D and vitamin D supplements. And I have been very cautious about what we've been doing with vitamin D because I think it has started to become a little bit of a free-for-all. And there are medicated doses, prescription doses of 50,000 units that you take once a week that are very regulated, that need to be prescribed to certain individuals and need to be under the supervision of a doctor. But after COVID, people were so freaked out about their immunity, about them possibly having low vitamin D, that we believe a lot of people have been overdosing on the vitamin and the supplement. And so we just should probably talk about that. So vitamin D is a nutrient we need for our bones, for health. We can't absorb calcium and keep our bones strong without vitamin D, which is why whenever somebody tells you to take a calcium supplement, they said to make sure you take it with vitamin D. Now, where do we get our vitamin D from? Well, we get it from the sun. The sunlight converts chemicals in our skin into calciferol, which is active vitamin D. But you could also get vitamin D naturally in salmon, mackerel, egg yolks, red meat, liver. Some foods are now fortified with vitamin D, like milk and cereal. But the best form of vitamin D is obviously the one you can get naturally. Now, there are two types of vitamin D. You have D2 and D3. These play a similar role, but they come from different sources. So your D2 comes from plant sources. Your D3 comes from animal sources. And your D3 appears to bind more effectively. When you are D deficient, it could be any of them. But in America, many of us are vitamin D deficient, especially since all the fear we got back in the 80s of skin cancers and melanoma. And when you had friends and family members who were beach bunnies in the 60s and 70s, now all of a sudden have pretty scary melanomas, we decided in the 90s and the 1000s to stay away from the sun. Now, a lot of us do go out in the sun. We enjoy ourselves. But we're a lot more cautious and we're putting on sunscreen. We have been lathering ourselves with sunscreen for decades now. And so our natural vitamin D absorption is weak. Low vitamin D has been linked to multiple illnesses, diabetes, even obesity, cancer. People who have low vitamin D are higher risk for colon cancer, breast cancer. We've also seen that they could be at higher risk for illnesses, such as COVID. So when COVID hit, and we were trying to figure out who were the most vulnerable, early on they said people with low vitamin D. Well, the average American has low vitamin D. When we do our blood tests and we find we're only in the 20s, milligrams per milliliter, and you start to go, you know, and you know, strong level is 60. But, yeah, many of us are. Why? Well, COVID hit in the winter when many of us aren't outside. A lot of people weren't on vitamin D supplements. And now it's not that uncommon, especially at our higher latitudes. If we lived closer to the equator, we would probably be getting more vitamin D. But many of us live pretty up north. So not too much of a surprise. Now, you could very easily do a study on that, looking at, okay, well, look at the people who lived in Orlando, Florida, or Miami, Florida, compared to people who lived in Maine. And how did they do with COVID from a vitamin D perspective? There's a lot of studies you could do. But if we do find that your blood levels of vitamin D are low, we do want to supplement you. Now, we used to supplement you with an extra 400 units a day or 800 units a day. And now what they've done, because people forget to take their daily vitamin D, we have a 50,000 units that you could take once a week. Now, the 50,000 units once a week, I think that came out in the late 90s, early 2000s. At first, I was a little reluctant to give that dose because at the time, we had a lot of people with kidney issues. And so I was afraid of vitamin D toxicity or vitamin D overdose. And I wanted to make sure that, and I noticed that a lot of my patients were doing well with their daily vitamin D, getting their numbers up. But that was at the time when people were using too many NSAIDs, you know, and we were afraid of of narcotic use, and so for pain, we just hit everybody with a bunch of NSAIDs, and the kidney doctor said, can you stop that? We're killing the kidneys. Then we went to opiates to control people's pain, and it was kind of a little, it was a little tumultuous back in the early 2000s with lawsuits and malpractice companies saying, I'm out of here, there's too many suits. But the 50,000-unit vitamin D pill was found to work and to be found to be very easily tolerated. The problem is there are symptoms and cases of people who are overdosing on vitamin D or having vitamin D toxicity. Vitamin D toxicity is known as hypervitaminosis D. It's a side effect of people taking large doses of D supplements. You will not be vitamin D overdosed by direct sun exposure. Your body knows, has the checks and balances going, okay, we don't need any more vitamin D, so we don't need to do the chemical process. So we usually see hypervitaminosis of D by people that are consuming it. Now, the symptoms could be you don't feel well. You know, it could be that you are, sometimes if you take too much vitamin D, it'll affect your parathyroid, and then your parathyroid will try to alter and adjust your body's levels of vitamin D, and then that could start affecting your calcium. And so a big concern is you might not even feel that you might be having issues, and your first sign might be your doctor looking at your kidneys going, something's wrong. They say individuals with dark skin tones could be at higher risk also for high vitamin D. But you also have individuals who have vitamin D deficiency. So what do you do? Well, don't do this yourself. Because when you do it yourself, oftentimes, if you're starting to mess around with vitamin D, you could then cause, as I said, your calcium levels to rise. High calcium levels could be very dangerous, could cause muscle weakness, twitches, increased urination. You could be really thirsty. You could have digestive issues, fatigue, confusion, bone pain, bone loss, could mess with your pressure. And so the highest dose prescribed is this 50,000 units weekly. Make sure that these doses are being processed properly. If you have asthma, psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis, etc., you know, some of these conditions, might cause you to inadequately process your vitamin D and might make you low or might make you high. So I know it seems a little confusing, but vitamin D toxicity is a thing. If you have lymphoma, you could be more susceptible to it. If you have a granulomatous disorder like sarcoidosis, granulomatosis, polyangiitis, cat scratch disease, some fungal infections, if your parathyroid is off, dysregulated vitamin D metabolism can be an issue. So what is the recommended dose? What should you be taking? So according to the National Institutes of Health, 600 units daily for those who are age 1 to 18. Adults can be anywhere taking from 400 to 600. And some, on for women, sometimes we have them up to 800. But it really depends on your level. It depends also on if you have osteoporosis, and it also depends on your medical risk factors, such as for cancer. So we do not want you under or 20 or below with your levels of vitamin D nanograms per milliliter. So, but if you're over 50, you know, you might start to experience adverse events if you got that quickly. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have the name of the third victim who was killed during the shooting at UNLV campus on Wednesday. She is identified as 69-year-old Naoko Takamaru, according to the Clark County Coroner's Office. She sustained multiple gunshot wounds. She was an associate professor of Japanese studies, authored a book, Women in the Language and Society of Japan, The Linguistic Roots of Bias, wrote multiple articles. News 8 names her as the third victim. The other victims were Jerry Chang, Chajan Jerry Chang, 64 years old, of Henderson, Nevada, and Associate Professor Patricia Navarro-Velez, 39 years old, of Las Vegas. There is another professor, a visiting professor, who was injured and remains hospitalized, we're being told, in life-threatening condition. Even though he was, the professor had been elevated to stable, still, sadly, there's conditions you could be stable. We spoke about how you have critical condition. You know, you have a stable condition. You have serious conditions. But stable means we think we have all your vitals under control. But it doesn't necessarily mean you're out of the woods. And the shooting that happened on the UNLV campus, as you know, it hits me hard because my kids go there. To UNLV. My son was on the engineering side of the school. My other son, who does go to the business school, because he's a business major, did not have class that morning and wasn't there on campus. Was going to be on campus about an hour or two later. And so it is very frightening. You know, in my backyard, I went to UNLV. I met my husband at UNLV. UNLV is my home. I'm a rebel. Rebel up. And we, to see something like that happen, you know, on our home, it makes you mad. The shooter, Dr. Anthony Polito, a PhD in philosophy with an MBA, was identified as the shooter. From what we understand, he went to the fourth floor of Beam Hall. The rumors, although it's not confirmed, is that there was a committee that decided against hiring him. And rather than this being a random shooting spree, he went to UNLV on a mission, allegedly, to attack those who didn't take him as an employee. He's 67 years old. Fatally shot three people, wounded a fourth, although the police had said there were four others wounded. That hasn't really been talked about recently in the news. But he apparently applied for a teaching job. But this is what's interesting. NBC News says he had applied for a teaching job back in 2020. This wasn't that he just now got rejected. He had mailed letters to 24 universities, various university personnel throughout the country before the attack. There was a white powder in these. Now, we were told that the white powder was benign. It wasn't, you know, anything, thank God, fatal or poisonous. But there were no return addresses and white powder. We do believe they were harmless. And luckily, these universities have been screening these. The letter contents were unclear. We still can't confirm what the motive was. But apparently Dr. Polito was at East Carolina University in Greenville, North Carolina, taught over a decade. Was known as eccentric but popular. A former student, though, recalled that he pursued her in a way that made her uncomfortable, contacting her daily by her gifts. Another noticed his fixation on student feedback, and he would always talk about Vegas and seemed to be obsessed with Vegas. NBC News is reporting from 2001 to 2017, Polito worked at ECU as a tenured associate professor in the Department of Marketing and Supply Chain Management. And so, interestingly, a colleague, Paul Whittington, 33 years old of Garner, North Carolina, said that his immediate reaction when he heard of the shooting of a former ECU professor was, it must be Tony Pulido. He said, I didn't say that because I thought he was capable of anything like that. I didn't say that because I thought that he's the kind of person. I said that because my entire time in his class, he was obsessed with Las Vegas. Why, though, randomly shoot the fourth floor of UNLV? That's why, as I said, other theories are that he went after the committee that wouldn't hire him because he really wanted a job there. So there's also been reports that he was evicted. He received an eviction notice. So he probably thought he was facing homelessness. Still, as a doctor, people always ask, how do you go from being an academician, being a professor, where you have relationship with students and you love your students and you care for students and your colleagues and your other co-educators, and how do you go from that to wanting to kill people? Now, people have screw looses. I told you, there was that doctor that gave patients ketamine so they fell asleep, then he would rape them, and he videotaped it. And his wife found the videos. When people have mental illness, they don't always have to be out on the street incoherent or running around naked. People could have severe mental illness and be in a suit and tie or well-dressed, you know, dress and, you know, accessories, and but what ends up happening is people start to pick up, well, they're weird. There's something up with them. Yeah. And eccentric is a word that is used that's not very politically correct for somebody who is a little different. And mind you, you have many individuals. I mean, when I teach kids, I don't do the boring, everybody turn to page 55 and read the first paragraph out loud. I don't. And I'm like, all right, guys, break it down. What does that mean? Did anybody pay attention? Was it just words? What does that mean? We're speaking about pseudostratified columnar epithelium. Do you really know what makes columnar epithelium pseudo-stratified? It's pseudo. What's pseudo? And I would, you know, and yeah, I might break it down, try to emphasize words to make people remember things. You know, my older sister, she was trying to teach me how to spell. And I didn't know how to spell. Spelling wasn't my thing. She's like, spell Mississippi. I'm like, I don't know how to spell Mississippi. So she goes, I made it a song. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Again, this is the 70s, so you know, that was cool then. Like, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. I now know how to spell Mississippi because of that little jingle. Now, that's why jingles are used in marketing. And so sometimes to get people to learn, you need to be creative. And sometimes the creativity is really, really cool. One thing I did with one of my students is I actually took their the test I was training them for, which was a timed test in terms of getting, apparently, which I'm glad they've stopped, but pre-COVID, you had to do an exam under a certain amount of time, do your note under a certain amount of time, and it was ridiculous. But it's because that's the way medicine is now. It's super fast. So I'm like, all right, guys, in today's class, I'm going to show you how it's done. So I put it up on the overhead. I asked the class was the patient, asked them the questions, and I'm typing, I type fast, yep. And then I was ahead, and I was like, whew, and then I'm, you know, just kind of cracking my knuckles and all that. I know people thought that, but I showed them how to do it, and I showed them, look, I could do what you do. But then you have some individuals that may be just weird, and when you get that heebie-jeebie feeling like something's not right, you're not wrong, something's not right. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply.
the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.